This is a Smallville story called Crackstick Cave Sex by Cahoen One. So here I am, just minding my own business, and really, what else am I supposed to do? It's not like I can go anywhere. It's not like I can do anything. So I'm sitting here, or ingrained here, chiseled here, whatever, I'm here, minding my own business. When who else walks up but Lex Luthor? Well, it could have been Clark. Clark comes by an awful lot, but that's in his genetic code. Lex just comes here because, well, not to be conceited or anything, but I'm quite interesting. So who else walks up but Lex Luthor, standing there looking sexy, because he always does, and shiny, because, yeah, he always looks shiny, too. You maybe don't realize that because you see him through your television screen, and they put this filter on it that brings down the shine on that big dome of his, but it's quite shiny. I very much like it when Lex comes here. He's very quiet, which is good. I like silence. It's very frustrating when people talk at me, because they're talking at me, not to me, and that's very rude. And it's not as though I can answer, so... But yes, I like it when Lex comes here. When Clark comes here, he's usually angry, angry and bitching. He glares at me, like I'm the source of his problems. Oh yeah, I'm really the one to blame. You want to glare at someone? Go glare at that Lana girl who whines so much she makes my ears bleed. Metaphorically. What I'm saying is, were I to have ears, they'd bleed. Because she whines, a lot. But Lex, no. Lex doesn't bitch at me, or to me. He doesn't glare at me and blame me for things I didn't do. Because, you know, I'm ingrained into a fucking wall and can't actually do anything to anyone. He just stands there looking at me, and then he touches me. Oh, he touches me with those fingers of his, and oh yes, that I like. Much better than Pout Boy over there, who just sort of jams that key into me without even having the decency to sweet-talk me. I haven't been touched that often. Sure, more recently, but before Clark came by, like, never. A hole gets lonely, I tell you. I know I'm made of rock, but rocks have feelings too, you know. I can't say I blame you if you don't know, because it's not as though rocks go talking about their feelings all willy-nilly like you people do, but we do. He's so gentle, kind of leans forward and looks at me with those eyes, those silky blue eyes of his. Were I a human, I'd be weak-kneed every time he looked at me. It's a very good thing I'm not, because then the cave may fall in and kill him, and I'd never know the sweet torture of the Lex Luthor stare again. He looks at me and just sort of breathes on me and makes me tingle. What? Holes in walls can tingle. Sure, it's so infinitesimal that you can't see it, but we do. Stop ruining the mood with your doubt. So back to Lex. He leans in and breathes on me, and I tingle every time he does it. With every puff of air, I tingle more, and then, oh, then he reaches out, hand ever so steady, and just barely touches me. Sometimes with a rag to dust me off, but sometimes, the best times, with his bare finger. His fingers aren't calloused, and neither are Clark's because invulnerability doesn't lend well to callousing, but that's neither here nor there. And they're silky smooth. It's heavenly. And here comes the best part, because boys and girls, Clark can feel it. And I may not be fond of his whining, but the boy is sexy. And the sounds he makes? Oh, yes. But I'm getting ahead of myself. So on this day, Lex doesn't really hesitate and doesn't bother with the rag. More's the pity, right? So he leans forward and only gets out half a breath before he's touching me, and I'm watching his eyes melt right before me. I'm very quickly recognizing this as his wanton look, and guys, it suits him. Very sexy, if I may say so myself. This hole likes it very much. He starts whispering, which he does every great once in a while, usually just sort of talking to himself, saying things like, what's your secret, or why is this cave so special, or why must he insist on obsessing with Lana? But not this time. This time, it's like he somehow physically knows that Clark feels this. I don't know what gave it away. Maybe it was the fact that the last time it happened, Clark showed up with that just having been thoroughly debauched look in his eyes, Lex's smile had been quite feral that day. That was yesterday. Anyway, so he's looking at me, and I don't even think he's saying words, just kind of mumbling. I'm pretty sure I catch a yeah and a fuck, but other than that, it's just incoherent half phrases. And this is why it's great to be a Kryptonian hole in a cave wall, because if you're me, you see Lex, you feel Lex, you hear Lex, but also, you hear Clark. Because we're physically connected. Now, that's annoying when he's whining to his parents about no one ever understanding him, but right now, I'm loving it. Now, see, the thing about Lex is that he's always so controlled. Always. Very logical. Very scientifically minded. He may not say very much while studying me, but I'm able to read his eyes, cataloging all of my attributes, my faults, my flaws, my characteristics in that big database he calls a brain. But not today, not right now. Not if I'm reading his eyes correctly. Today he's lost in it. Daydreaming, I'd wager. About Clark, I'd wager further. And the reason I know this is because he mumbled Clark's name before he proves to me that he's gone mindless with lust. Do you want to know how he proves that to me? Do you really? He leans forward and licks me. Tongue on the edge of my circle, hot breath in my center. It's as close to what I think you humans call an orgasm as I've ever been. It's nearly ruined, though, when he pulls back, mouth twisted in disgust, and starts spinning. Expletives just streaming out of his mouth. You see, I'm a cave wall. There's this thing called dust, and rock bits, and a little bit of slime. And while I may find it homey and comforting, I'm sure it doesn't taste very good to a man who relishes in the sort of fine dining that Lex does. It stayed from being ruined, though, when a wind ran through the tunnel, and there in a flash of red and blue was Clark, panning in a way that's only half due to the running he'd just done. Lex looks at him, wide-eyed in shock, and rests his hand on the nearest surface, which, thankfully, is me. As I said, I'm very fond of his hands. Clark's face is flushed pink, that lovely little blush of his, which is very endearing, even to a hole like me. A telltale sign that he is aroused. Another telltale sign is the way his jeans are tented, but I digress. He's a big boy, our Kryptonian powder. Lex runs his eyes down Clark's body, and I know, no, they hesitate on Clark's bulge. I know because they stay hesitated, and he licks his lips. His finger starts idly caressing me, and when Clark's eyes fall shut and a small sigh escapes his mouth, Lex's smile turns about 10,000 times more feral than it did the day before. So I'm right, he says, voice low, halting. You can feel it when I touch this wall. No, Lex, he can feel it when you touch this hole. The wall is meaningless. Clark opens his eyes, and they're more than just a little dazed. He reaches out his hand, and I really don't know what for, because there's nothing around for him to grasp. He wobbles, so I figure it was for something to hold on to. Were I a human, I'd need something to hold on to as well, but seeing as how I'm etched into a cave wall, I'm set as far as stability goes. Clark takes a few deep breaths, and I'm really starting to enjoy this quiet, speechless, turned-on version of Clark, much better than the I-hate-my-Kryptonian-destiny-and-all-that-it-entails version. Lex, he says, and his voice wobbled on about 4 octaves there, and that was pretty interesting for a name that consists of only 3 letters. Can you feel this, Clark? Lex asks, his fingers sweeping along my rim, slow and steady and soft and perfect. Can you feel me? I don't know about him, but I sure can, and please, God, don't stop. Clark sort of stumble-fucks his way to the other side of the cave and leans against it, because the poor boy just can't stand up anymore. I can't blame him. Lex, he pants, and I like his pants. I really do. Please, Lex. Lex lets out a moan at that, and if I like his voice, I love his moans. Please what, Clark? He hisses, because I guess he just can't talk anymore. Again, I can't blame him. Please don't do this. Please stop, or please keep going. Clark's hand slides down his hip, and he cups himself through his jeans. Lex watches, enthralled. Please, keep going. Lex licks his lips again and keeps his gaze locked on Clark's hand, slowly rubbing himself through his jeans. Lex reaches down to do the same, and that's another finger to his stroking of me, and wow, I like two fingers a lot more than one. Tell me what you want, Clark. Faster? Slower? Clark's chest is starting to shudder with as heavy as he's breathing, and Lex increases the tempo. Do what you did before, Lex, before I came. Lex raises an eyebrow. And what was that? What did I do before you? His smile widens, one eyebrow raising. Came. Clark laughs a little and closes his eyes. I meant came here, Lex. Lex just shrugs, leaning against the wall beside me as he continues to stroke me and himself at the same time. Anything that involves you coming in any way, Clark, I'm interested in repeating. Clark swallows, his hands speeding up just a little. It was hot and wet. His eyes roll back in his head a little. God, Lex, it felt so good. Lex pauses, and if I could talk, I definitely would have cursed him out for that. Do not stop rubbing me, Lex, I beg of you. He clears his throat and leans his head back to look at Clark. When I licked it? Clark's eyebrows raise. You licked it? Lex nods. I did. Clark cracks a grin, and even I have to admit that it's a gorgeous look on him. Lex, you licked a cave wall? Lex smiles, looking a little chagrined, and nods. I did. He licks his lips and takes a step forward only to stop again. But I was thinking of you. Clark gasps a little bit and closes his eyes. God, Lex, do it again. It felt incredible. And then Lex breaks my little cave wall whole heart. No. Clark's eyes open and he looks as destroyed as I feel. Lex, please. No, Lex says again, and if a hole could cry, I would be. There was dust and something sticky. Clark smiles. Sticky? Yes, Lex says, letting his fingers start to idly trace me again, which mends my broken heart just a little bit. Clark jerks and moans, loudly. Lex smiles again. Sticky, and not the good kind of sticky, the bad kind. Tree sap sticky. Clark can barely stand, even leaning against the wall. What's the good kind? Lex just smiles for a moment before increasing the tempo slightly. The kind I can taste when you come in my mouth. Clark's eyes roll back in his head. God. You know what would feel even better than me licking this wall, Clark? Licking this hole, damn it. Not the wall, the hole. Come on, Lex, just once more, with feeling. Clark's just writhing over there. It's really quite a sight. He's not even bothering to open his eyes anymore. What? He asks. But it's barely more than a breath of air. Barely a word at all. If I licked you. And then I die a little. Because he lets his hand drop to his side and I can't feel him anymore. Rat bastard. That greedy asshole. He rocks across the cave and Clark doesn't even see it coming because he's too lost in his own world. Too caught up in Lex's voice and mental images and his hand kneading him through his jeans. He doesn't even see Lex coming until Lex is kneeling down in front of him and ripping his jeans down. I don't even think he bothered to unbutton them. It's all just noises from there, licking and groaning and grunting. Clark's hands holding the back of Lex's head as he slams his head against the wall. I suppose it's a good thing he's invulnerable, because if he weren't, his head would be split in two. A rock falls from above his head, and somehow he's enough wherewithal to catch it before it crushes Lex's skull. I must say, while I enjoyed the part where he was touching me much more, I still get quite a tingle out of the sounds Clark is making. Head thrashing around like that, a couple of curse words coming out. It's very nice to hear those words, but not weapons. And just when I start to think that Clark is about to shake himself, and Lex, apart at the seams, with all that moving around, he goes very, very still. His fingers clench on Lex's head, and then the sound comes out of him. This animalistic mule pants and moans and growls. Lex sits back on his heels and laughs as Clark just slides down the wall to a sitting position in front of him, completely drained, satiated. I really think he's almost half asleep until he opens his eyes and that grin. My God, that grin lights up the whole room like Christmas. Wow, he says dumbly. Not that anyone would have their wits about them once Lex has licked them as thoroughly as he just has Clark. That was He doesn't get to finish, though, because Lex is kissing him, and I really am quite a bit jealous here. Here I was, minding my own business, and then Lex starts touching me. And it's going so good, so very, very good. And then Pout Boy shows up, and he takes away all the licking and touching from me. And then Lex is yanking him up to his feet and sort of just dragging him back through the cave to the entrance, which is so far beyond fair that I can't even gauge it. If they're going to continue with the licking and touching, at least let me watch. No fair. None. What I wouldn't give for a good hot tingle right about now. Where's Cal when you need him? Now that's a man that understands a good stroking. Author's notes. The impetus for this story was the following post that I made on LiveJournal on December 20th. I just had a funny thought. I was watching whatever episode that was when Lex is fingering the hole in the cave. Caressing it. He's studying it. He's totally innocently running his fingers gently around the edge of the hole in the cave. Studiously. With reverence. For non-sexual purposes. It's totally platonic, his interest in the cave's hole. Aside from the fact that the cave is Clark's, and therefore the hole belongs to Clark, it's completely fucking innocent, I tell you. But yeah, I was going to say someone needs to write a crack fic involving Lex having sex with the hole in the cave, but, you know, I have to do it. You guys should do it too, but I have to do that. Bonus points if I can somehow work it so that Clark feels it, and it winds up being Clark Lex crack cave sex. After making this post, I was chatting on Instant Messenger with one of my friends, Spookyville, and I was saying, I really want to write this fic, but I can't decide whose point of view I want it to come from. Because if it comes from Lex's point of view, then how does Clark doesn't know that Lex is the one rubbing the hole? And if it comes from Lex's point of view, then Lex doesn't know that Clark can feel it. And Spookyville, in her infinite wisdom, says, oh my God, the cave hole's point of view. And I said, you are the most brilliant person I've ever met in my life. And the story, henceforth, was born. And it was so fun to write. It's probably the most fun I've ever had writing a story for anything. And I just thoroughly enjoyed the experience. I don't usually write crack fic, not because I don't enjoy it, but because my brain doesn't work that way, you know? Like, I rarely get the idea for a crack fic. I thoroughly love the fuck out of reading other people's, but I never come up with any ideas until this one happened, and it's Spookyville's fault, and I love her for it. I love you, Spooky. She's never on LJ. She's not going to hear this. But whatever. I love her. Yep, that's it. That's all I have to say. Y'all have a great day. Thank you very much for reading. Thank you for listening. And goodbye.